Have you ever gone into summer vacation with this long list of grand ideas of all the things you're going to get done, only to head back to school in the fall with a list that's just as long, if not longer? Well, today we're going to be talking about how you can use your summer vacation to get ahead in your business so that when you go back to school in the fall, you are killing it. Stick around.
Welcome to Side Hustle Teachers, where we believe that being a teacher doesn't mean you have to be broke or burnt out. Our mission is to help teachers like you build successful businesses so you can find financial freedom, pursue your passions, and discover the many options that exist for you beyond the classroom walls.
Hey there, you are listening to Side Hustle Teachers, and I'm Stacey Ogden, your host. So listen, summer is here, or at least very close for us teachers, and that means you get 2 months off. Okay, so now that we've all had a good laugh, let's talk about what summer really is. Summer is a great time to work on your business, because even if you have a full-time job over the summer, it's likely not as intense and draining as teachers, because let's face it, few things are. So you've got some time and energy to work with. How can you use these 2 months to strengthen your business? There are a couple of ways you can put the extra time and energy you have towards working and building your business, and you can use the time to get ahead on side hustle work so that you're prepared during the school year when busy times crop up. Today, we are going to be going through 5 ways that you can use this summer to really get ahead so that when school starts again, you feel good about where you're at, you can see movement in your business, and you know that you are prepared for the year to come. The first thing I'm going to ask you to do over the summer is to go all in. In the summer months, especially if you don't have to work at a job, you can basically make your side hustle a full-time gig. So use this time to dedicate yourself to building your business in ways that you simply can't do while school is in session. Now, some of the things I like to do during this time is I like to start to batch my content. That is, instead of writing one blog post here or outline one podcast here, I like to sit down and do a few at a time. And that way, when I'm in the flow of writing, I can actually keep writing. I don't have to stop and move on to something else because my time is up. The other things I like to do is have some CEO time and really spend some time thinking about my business. During the school year, I'm pretty much too busy to do that. I'm often so busy that I spend all my time on the little things that have to get done that I don't sit back and think about the big picture. So I do lots of work in my business, but not necessarily on my business. This is your chance over the summer to take stock of how far you come, where you'd like to see your business go in the future, and what would you need to do to get there, and really think big picture. You can also check off a few things on your list that are just too big to take on while you are running a classroom full time. That might include big projects like revamping your website or going through a rebrand of all your colors and logos and all those other things. It might involve processes like hiring someone to help you, and now that school is out, you have the time to actually train them to work with you properly. So think about how you can use all this extra time and the fact that you are essentially a full-time entrepreneur to really go all in. The second thing summer is awesome for is making connections. Business is all about relationships. So use this extra time and the more relaxed pace of the summer to strengthen existing relationships and create new ones. If you're in Facebook groups, you can start interacting more. If you're on Instagram, you can start DMing people more because you actually have time to respond to them now. If you're on Twitter, same thing. You can set up coffee chats so you can make genuine connections with people. I love coffee chats in the summer because I get to talk to people face to face via Zoom, where I wouldn't normally have the time or energy to do that. Because let's face it, after you get home from a long day of chasing kids around or wrangling middle schoolers or whatever high school teachers have to deal with, let's not think about that. You're just too tired to really give your full focus and attention to a conversation with a stranger. So coffee chats are a great way to virtually meet people, or if it's in your town, you can do that too, who are in your niche, or they're in peripheral niches, or who just seem like fun, like-minded people. If you're able to venture out of the house, think about trying a few in-person networking events too. Things like your local Chamber of Commerce and those in surrounding towns can be great places to start, and they often have social events or other things that are available to non-members, so you can go to those meetups without actually having to pay for a membership. You can also try meetup.com to see if there are any related groups in your area. They might be business related, or if you have another aspect of your business, if your business is beauty or crafting or, you know, another topic that other people might be interested in, you might find a local crafting group or a local makeup group where people share makeup tips. So see if you can find some of those. And also you can try more specific groups, things like Business Among Moms, to see if they have a chapter near you. The third thing I suggest you use your summer for is to make a plan. Now, just like we do for the school year, summer is time to take a long view of your business and make a plan. Not just a plan about how much money you want to make, although that can be helpful, but a structure for your year. Having a plan really helps out when you are struggling to think of what to do next, and it can really help prevent shiny object syndrome, where you go chasing after the hottest trend or tool. Because you've got a plan, you know what your focus is, and you're going to stick with that focus. So some things that I include in my plan are any product or services I plan to launch during the year, which could involve a new product, or it could just be, you know, I really want to do a big push to get people enrolled in Edupreneur Academy. So I'm going to spend, you know, this 2 weeks really doing that. Any products or services of other people that I want to promote. I'm a big fan of affiliate marketing and selling products that belong to other people or services that other people offer, as long as I believe in them and I trust that they are going to deliver on what they promise to deliver. So I also mark down any times when I know an affiliate of mine or someone I'm partnered with is going to be opening the doors to their product or their service so that I can mark that down and be aware of that. I do a content brainstorm, which is really great to do in the summer when your mind is fresh and well rested, and basically just come up with a gigantic list of ideas of what to talk about, what to write about, what to do Facebook Lives about in the upcoming year. I also brainstorm companies I want to work with, but maybe I don't have a strong relationship with yet. If I wanted to get sponsors for the podcast, then I could spend some time thinking about who that might be. If I wanted to be an affiliate for somebody, or if I wanted to build a relationship with someone to get them to come on the podcast, this is a great time to really think about who do I want to associate myself and my brand with, and how can I start making those connections? And some questions I ask myself when I'm going through this process is, what worked really well in my side hustle this year? What just blew the doors off it and everybody was scrambling for it? What didn't work so well? So what did I put out and I thought it was going to be a huge hit and it was just crickets? I also ask, where did my revenue come from? Where am I actually making money in my business? Because it might not be where you think it is. They say that 80% of your revenue is going to come from 20% of your products. So rather than focusing on the rest of the products that aren't making you as much money, you can put more time, energy, advertising dollars, whatever, into what is working. And what is my one thing for next year? If I sit down to evaluate my year next summer, if I accomplish this one thing, what am I going to be proud of? You know, if I accomplish, whether it's landing a big media interview, or maybe it's becoming known for something, or maybe it's the Facebook group meets a certain number, or maybe I have a certain number of downloads on the podcast. But if I accomplish that one thing, then I will be happy when I look back on my year next summer. The fourth thing that you can do with your summer is you can actually take this time to pre-write content. So if you pre-write one extra blog post or record one extra podcast or video each week of summer break, you will give yourself a vault of at least 8 pieces of content from which to draw throughout the year. So you can either plan for specific times, like you know that September is going to be busy because you've got back to school night and, you know, the club interest night or whatever it is, then you want to have some content that is planned and in your bank so that you can put it out during those busy times. If you want to, you can also create some evergreen content that you could put out at any time of the year, regardless of whether it's, you know, winter, summer, or whatever. And that way you have that bank so that if something comes up, you don't have to worry about making content for that week. So I try to record my entire fall season of podcast episodes over the summer so I don't have to worry about it at all when school starts. If I'm really on the ball, I can get it like pre-programmed and set to go out with all the graphics and everything all done. To be honest, I've never actually gotten that far, but it's a dream and a girl can dream. Now, every little thing that you can do during the summer to make your life easier in the fall is, in my humble opinion, totally worth it. Okay, so the last thing that I would suggest you use your summer for is learning new skills. I find that in my business, there's always something new to learn, but there's not always the time to learn it. So whether it's how to use a new program or a new method of doing something, is there something you'd like to learn about? Because now is the time. In the past, some of the things I've dedicated my summers to learning have been some of the bigger deals in my business. So I used one summer to learn how to set up my own WordPress website using Divi, the Divi theme. One summer, I learned about business accounting and money management, and I started with the book Profit First, and then I went from there. And one summer, I learned all about creating and editing graphics in PicMonkey. And then this past summer, I learned about how to start and grow a membership site. So this summer, I'm all about teaching on the OutSchool platform. That's one of the things that I'm really interested in. I want to start teaching some of these entrepreneurial techniques to teenagers and maybe a few other fun courses in there too. But what's most important is that whatever you learn, dream, or decide to do, you put it into action. Use the summer months to clarify your vision and to design a clear path to follow so that when temptations arise, whether it's a new business idea, a new program or tool, or just quitting altogether, you have something to go back to and say, no, this is my vision, this is my dream, and I'm sticking with it. So, my friend, if one of the things that you've been dreaming of is to start or to level up your side hustle, I would like to personally invite you to join Edupreneur Academy. Inside the Academy, you're going to find all the resources, tutorials, and support you need to build a thriving, profitable business. And because it's designed for teachers by teachers, every strategy and tip shared is given with total understanding of a teacher's reality. To join or learn more about it, you can go to members.sidehustleteachers.com. As soon as you join, you'll have access to the full archive of courses, videos, and our unique Just for Teachers success path. Plus, you'll get to participate in our monthly live Q&A calls, my personal favorite time of the month. Just go to members.sidehustleteachers.com to sign up today. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen today. I know that you're busy and your time is precious, so I truly appreciate you spending some of it with me. If you like what you're hearing, you can support Side Hustle Teachers in three ways. Leave us a review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. Reviews help Apple know we're here and we're helpful so more people can find us. You can share the show with friends and family. Did you know that podcast listenership is growing every single year? And a lot of that is because of recommendations from people just like you. And lastly, join our community. You can find Side Hustle Teachers on all the major social platforms, and we have a very active, engaged Facebook group. Join us. All the cool kids are doing it. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful week, and until next time, take care.